And as the candidates are making their final arguments ahead of next Tuesday, the internet is continuing to pump out the memes with some spoofs so believable even documentary filmmaker Michael Moore got fooled into thinking one comedian's satire was actually reality. And for more on how the presidential race is on social media and what's trending, let's bring in Femi Okeh, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English. She joins us now via Skype. Femi, happy Friday.
Thank you. At last, finally.
At last. So Femi, one of the Trump strategies is to woo voters with endorsements from celebrities. And just this week, we heard about an endorsement from rapper Lil Wayne and 50 Cent, who 50 Cent specifically a few days later recanted his initial support. What does the internet have to say about Wayne's endorsement?
Lil Wayne trended on Thursday. He tweeted a picture with himself and President Trump smiling broadly in front of three US flags. The president retweeted the picture and the tweet. This is what Lil Wayne says. He says, "Just had a great meeting with our real Donald Trump. Besides what he's done so far with criminal reform, the Platinum Plan is going to give the community real ownership. He listens to what we had to say and he assured he will and can get it done." Mm. This sparked a huge conversation online about Black conservatives and rappers. BH posts, "Rappers are not leaders of Black people. Twitter ignores her." Brady Pappy says, "So you just ignore those racial slurs at Trump rallies? Question mark, question mark, question mark." Tiger Uppercut WDE posts this, "The party of tolerance melting down because Lil Wayne has a mind of his own." And I'm going to give Matt Serpley the last line here. "If Lil Wayne influences who you vote for, then you need to reevaluate your life choices."
I was afraid to click on them, Femi, so I've seen the pictures, but thank you for explaining.
There's a lot in there.
Yeah. Also this week, we learned the identity of Anonymous, the author of the 2018 op-ed that called the president petty and ineffective. Now we know that Anonymous is, in fact, Miles Taylor, a former Homeland Security official. And here he is on CNN with Chris Cuomo earlier this week.
"I owe Anderson Cooper a beer. I owe him a mea culpa. And the same thing for other reporters who at that time period asked me, are you Anonymous? And I said no."
Oh, so interesting. Do you think Anderson Cooper is actually going to take Miles Taylor up on that beer? And how are people really reacting to this news?
I think Anderson Cooper might do one of his legendary eye rolls at that idea.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, let's see about some praise for Miles Taylor. Not that much. Caitlin puts it this way. "Okay, I'm seeing many tweets that are angry at Miles Taylor, but could you try to see it from two perspectives? Yes, it's frustrating when it is denounced as not credible, but he was doing his best to reassure Americans about Trump in 2018 while working in that position. Donald Trump Jr. just laughs, emojis, that crying laughing emoji. He says the supposed high-level administration official was a DHS staffer. No one I know has even heard of him. Crying laughing emoji."
Hmm. You know, one last thing that I've been thinking about, Femi, is how this year, of course, feels so absurd in so many ways. We kind of have to constantly check whether we're reading The Onion, you know? And sometimes we get fooled, which is exactly what happened this week when comedian Blair Erskine posted a video parroting a Trump voter at his recent Omaha rally, where a number of supporters were actually stranded waiting for buses to pick them up. And some were even hospitalized for hypothermia. Let's listen.
"I'm having a great time. I can't feel my body, but I don't really need my body. This is about Trump's body. Yes, I've seen some elderly people passed out and unresponsive. But to be honest, the only reason there's so many of those people is because the media keeps counting them."
I mean, Femi, it is obvious that she's joking, but then it's not, because a lot of people got tricked by this.
A lot of people were really upset with her. VMC Hammer says, "It's even worse than we thought. The light is on, but nobody's at home." And then people on Blair's Instagram account said, "Should you tell him or should we?" A lot of people were fooled. Blair was really, really good at playing a Trump supporter. And also, I think it speaks to what you said, Tonya, is that sometimes we can't tell the ridiculous from the actual truth. This is where we are right now.
Yeah, it's why we always have to check before we reshare, for sure.
That's always.
Femi, always. That's Femi Oge, host of The Stream on Al Jazeera English, as always. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.